Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Why are you
Is that
excited?
How you start things?
What are you so excited about?
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, okay.
So you're excited Elvis left. That's rude.
Well, I'm not excited. It just, you know.
All right, so hold on a second.
You started with a woohoo. Yeah.
But what is it that you want to do that you couldn't do if he was sitting here?
Well, that's what we used to do in homeroom when we found out that there was going to be a substitute teacher in our class that day.
Oh. Okay.
We would just do spitballs.
Yeah.
At the ceiling.
So who did you hate more, Scary, your teachers or Elvis?
Oh, no, stop it. I don't...
By the way, Scott, are you watching what's going on in Garrett's house right now?
Yeah.
His daughter is combing his hair and...
I look so pretty. I have no time to do my hair, so I just stop by and let her...
You look like a victim.
I'm working on... She wants to do the makeup, and my sister-in-law decided to get, like, little kids' makeup. It's actually really... It's real makeup.
Like, oh, it's not fake plastic?
No, it's not fake... And she wants to do it, so it's at the point where I'm like, screw it, so...
Good sport.
So just carry on and as my hair gets done.
I have to say, I'm not sure that the blush on that brush would really be your color. It's a bit, like, geisha-colored.
Maddie, say hi.
Hi, Maddie!
No, oh, she's shy.
All right, keep going.
Just call him Geisha.
I just realize Nate is missing too.
Nate just left. Nate was like so not interested in what we were talking about. I just saw him get up and walk away.
He's on the phone. We're going to talk about superheroes with today being Superhero Day and have all the different arguments and creative ideas of what superpowers would you have, who's your favorite superhero and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Yeah.
My favorites are obscure. They're the Wonder Twins.
What?
Oh,
what
form is that? Of an ice Cuddy? Bucket.
That's right. Shape of. Absolutely.
So wait, what are they?
Cartoon.
Wonder Twin Powers, activate.
You want to explain it, Scotty?
Explain it, Scotty. Who are they? What do they do?
Iceberg. I don't know. One of them was always one of the guy. I forget their names. And then they had a little monkey named Bleep or something like that.
All right. But, so there was a cartoon, Scotty. I got to start. There was a cartoon in the 70s and 80s called Super Friends.
That's right.
Where all the voiceover actors were like, I'm Superman. And they would talk like really affected voices. And then there were these two, they were heroes. They were twins, brother and sister. And he could be any kind of animal.
Yep.
And she had to form something made of water, which was boring. And so they would click their rings together, and they would say, Wonder Twins, activate. Then he would say, like, form of a woolly mammoth. And she would say, form of a bucket of water that the elephant carries. And she was lame. So that's what and they would always get in trouble and mess things up.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And I think they were, I think they may have been Indian.
Something
that I don't believe.
That's not to appeal to you specifically. I'm just
Nate
saying.
Looks really good. Look at Nate, by the way.
Well, he probably just got off the phone with Elvis. That's why.
No, it wasn't Elvis. Oh. It was another thing.
Oh.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
It really is.
Is it a house thing or is it work?
No, it was a work thing, and it was actually not a bad thing. We're doing something on Friday that you guys, I think, know about, but we can't talk about yet.
What?
Oh, cool. We do.
What?
I don't know about it.
I don't think we know about it.
Okay. Are we getting food? That's all I care about.
No, Scotty, we're not getting.
Oh,
what's it all about, Nate? Can you spill it?
No, I can't. I actually can't say. I'll say after we're done. But
okay.
Can we go back to you guys thinking the Wonder Twins were Indian? They look white to me. You guys think those people are Indian?
That looks like an SNL parody cartoon.
Yeah, that's the ambiguous.
I think that's who they parodied them after.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Sorry. Compared to me, those people are dark skinned.
No, they're not.
I remember them.
Oh, she
had
a mullet. I like her mullet. Yeah.
That looks like a more Asian picture, though.
They don't look Asian either. They just look like cartoons.
Wait, now look up their monkey. Look up their monkey. I think his name was Bleep. Oh, there he is. Bleep?
Yeah.
Bleak?
There they are.
Bleep.
All right. It's a long time ago, Gandhi. I apologize.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. The Wonder Twins. We're talking about who our favorite superheroes are. So Scotty started it off with the Wonder Twins. Mm-hmm. And then we had to ask who they were.
Come on, Nate. You're not that young.
No, who are they?
They were on the Saturday morning cartoon, Super Friends. Wonder Twin Powers Activate.
I do know that, Wonder Twin Powers Activate. But
that's them.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only heard that outside of the show, right?
I don't know, it's sort of shtick at this point.
That was as superhero-y as I ever got. I didn't like any of the movies. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Have you watched them? Have you tried them?
I mean, Superman and Superman 2, but that's it.
No, but that's a terrible place to start.
I'm kind of with Scotty.
Yeah. No, you need to start at the beginning with Iron Man and work your way
down. I agree, Scotty. I'm not either.
By the way, Scotty just referenced the 1978 and 1980 Superman movies.
Right.
He wasn't talking about
I walked out of Batman. I remember seeing it in the Poconos. I was there for the first 20 minutes. I'm like, this is crap, and I left.
Which Batman?
The first Michael Keaton?
The first one?
Yeah.
I'm a basic bitch when it comes to superheroes. I mean, I watched the Superman movies, the Batman movies, saw maybe a couple of the Wolverines, and that was it. I really never got into all this like Fantastic Four and the Avengers.
Well, because you're all stuck on DC, and DC sucks. Marvel's way better, so you need to come over to the Marvel side where you have Iron Man and the Hulk and Captain America.
I like Spider-Man. Okay.
If you
now he's trying to save himself.
If you start from the beginning, Scary, and you watch each one, you'll understand it all, and it all intertwines.
Danielle,
and
he doesn't like that kind of pop culture. Sorry. It won't matter for him.
All right, can we
Endgame is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Which one?
But I guess if you
Endgame. Can we go back to our favorite heroes? Because I'm now thinking about why I like certain people.
Go for it.
Okay, so I love Thor. I have three. I love Thor because he's funny. Yes, I know he's attractive, but he's so funny and he makes me laugh. I love Iron Man because I love Tony Stark and he's just, I don't even know what it is. It's just that mysterious, he's just so conceited, but I like it. I don't know why. But I really love Doctor Strange. And I think that he is So I like him because he's just mysterious, and he, you know, at first he didn't take himself too well. He was a little conceited too at first, but he didn't take himself too seriously.
Okay.
Now
can I pause? Yeah. Can we pause? If I'm conceited, I'm a jerk. But Tony Stark and Doctor Strange
can be conceited.
They're rich and powerful.
Are you kidding?
And Doctor Strange learned from being like an asshole. Like, he started out as this, you know, doctor that was an asshole, and then, you know, after everything happened to him, he kind of learned a lesson. It's like,
Nate's learned a thing or two from being a jackass.
Thank you.
I mean, right. The fact that you just compared yourself to Tony Stark in itself is why we hate you.
Yeah. Like, this is the whole argument of like why women like the bad boys. Like, oh, I just don't know. There's something about him. He's an asshole. Like,
no, but it's different when you can back it up. So like, Tony Stark is an asshole and he's cocky, but he's a genius with a ton of money and he can back it up. Of course.
I love Danielle. All loves of these are the superheroes based off their personality, right. Not the fact that they save so many people in the world.
I think they're basing it off the movies.
But you got to think about it. Thor, Hemsworth, he is super smoking.
He's
high.
Hilarious.
But agreed. Thor is hilarious. Like, I don't even care if he doesn't look great. He's just so funny to have around.
Yeah.
He's so
fat
much fun.
Thor was great. When Thor got fat, he was still hilarious.
But he was fat Chris Hemsworth. Awesome. He wasn't fat, ugly guy.
Yeah, but
no,
he was still funny.
No, he was not hot there.
Even if you're ugly, if you're funny, it helps you. Don't you know
does.
That? Come on.
No.
No, yeah, I've tried that. Okay. I think that's how I got Lisa. I said something funny one time, and she was hooked.
Yeah, that's such a cliche.
Tricked her.
I want a guy who's funny, as long as he's good-looking and rich. That's really how it works.
Okay. I don't have either one of those.
I know a lot of girls who like funny.
Oh, my God, he may. Really? Have him call me.
You're married, Brody.
Wait, Brody,
I didn't
who's
say
your...
for that. Just for the
who's
reinforcement.
Who's your superhero?
Yeah, who's your favorite?
See, I'm not going by the movies. I'm going by comic books.
Okay.
If I go by comic books, it's the Vision. Because that's who I liked as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If I'm going by the movies, it's Captain America.
Who's the Vision?
Oh, wow.
I never even heard of this
scary.
Person.
Scary.
I swear
Vision
to God.
Vision had the Infinity Stone in the middle of his forehead, correct? It got peeled out by Thanos.
Okay.
Now he's going to say, what's an Infinity Stone? Please don't say that.
No, I know. No, I'll tell you that. But I cannot be in the minority here in not knowing who the Vision is.
Never
heard. You make it sound like, how do you not know who the Vision is? Really, Scary? Come on.
Have you not heard us talking about WandaVision for the past 3 months?
That's a superhero?
Wanda and the Vision.
WandaVision.
WandaVision. I've heard the
term. They were a couple, the two of them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I wouldn't watch that until you watch all the movies.
Come on now. You guys are going way deep.
Yeah. Wait, did you pick your superhero?
I really like Iron Man. Yeah. I mean, but he's not technically a superhero because he just has super gadgets, right?
He's a
he
hero.
Still counts, though.
Oh, he's something.
Yeah.
Probably Captain America. He's so wholesome.
You know the funny thing is, in America, Captain America is not the favorite. In Canada, he's one of the favorites.
He's the favorite in Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there really
you Froggy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into superheroes. I mean, I like Batman.
Thank you, Froggy.
I liked the first Batman movie, but I haven't seen any of these other ones. You guys might
Froggy,
as well talk
be
about. No, I really don't.
Be honest. Your favorite superhero is Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, yeah. Seven
Froggy,
Super Bowls.
But, yeah, Froggy, you don't see what I don't get it. It's just.
But I don't...
You don't fantasize about this
crap. But I'll tell you, I'm not one of those people who put other people down because they like something. Like, so I don't get
Scary.
The superhero thing.
Scary.
But I'm not one of those people that goes, how do you like that shit? It's so stupid. However...
Well, that's something Danielle would say about something she doesn't like.
But I'll tell you, the superhero people do that.
Fuck you, Scary.
The superhero people do that to me when I say, yeah, I'm not really a fan. Oh, you're an idiot. You don't like it. I'm like, okay, great. So I didn't tell you you're an idiot for liking it, but I'm an idiot because I don't. But anyways,
so I have a question.
I'm not a huge superhero guy.
You've never gone to Universal. Now, I know, Scary. I don't know. You've been, right?
Yeah, okay. I've been
to
Universal.
And you go to Marvel, the area where all the...
Yeah.
And they all come out on their different cars, and then they jump around, and they come over to take pictures with you. You don't get all excited and goosebumpy?
I don't go to that park.
I get so goosebumpy when that happens.
No, Scary yells at all the kids. Why do you like them?
Okay. Go away.
Stupid.
You know what, Frog? To start off your superhero, you know, movie watching, start with Ben Affleck as Batman, because you're going to start off on a
that's terrible.
Start off as Ben Affleck as Daredevil.
No, Brody's right. If I want to watch a superhero movie, I'll just go rewatch the Super Bowl from this year. It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, how about Ant-Man? I think the Ant-Man movies are great.
Ant-Man movies were
fantastic.
They're really
He's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Ant-Man's superpower? Well, why is he called Ant-Man?
He can get real tiny, like an ant, and get into things, or he can get really, really big.
Yeah, it's
you couldn't tell his powers from his name?
No, I didn't know. No, he's Ant-Man. I mean, does that mean he can fucking make ants? Like, I don't know what it means. I don't know.
What kind of superpowers make ants?
I don't know. That's why I asked. You see what I mean, Brody? You just did it. Brody, Brody, do you see what you just did?
What?
You shamed me because I didn't know. I asked. This is why people don't ask.
Oh, no, no. I didn't shame you.
You did. You said fraud. What'd you think it was? I don't know.
The same thing to me.
I don't know their superpowers. I don't. But once again, I'm not going to sit here and say it's stupid because it's not stupid. It makes billions of dollars.
Defense,
I get
Froggy,
it.
In Ant-Man's defense, his powers aren't really cool.
Oh,
they're not really helpful. Right. They make him. They worked into the movie to make him like, oh, he gets big and he picks up things and he's little and he rides on ants. But
do you remember reading about that theory? Okay, for anybody to just sum up, the Marvel movies all lead up to Endgame, right? Where they have to defeat Thanos.
Right.
So one of the theories is Thanos is all powerful, very difficult to kill and destroy, whatever. So one of the theories was Ant-Man shrinks down to a tiny size, goes into Thanos' asshole, and then expands to normal size.
Right.
Rips him apart.
This sounds like a porn.
I remember reading that, yes.
But if Thanos is as big as we think he is, then it wouldn't work because Ant-Man would still be small inside of Thanos.
Right, and he's a titan, right? He can smash planets. Yeah. I think he can handle a bug in his butthole.
No, but once you expand.
Now I know why I don't like this stuff.
You don't like imagine Thanos' colon is superpowered as well. And would hold in Ant-Man.
Okay. All right. If you want to argue about
No, I don't.
We'll never know unless it happens. Nate, write the script.
Right. You can call it Butthole Man.
Yeah. His name is Anos.
Anos.
You got to think, though, that Nate's theory had to come up in like a writer's meeting. Like, what if we try this?
I think it did. I think he's talking about like an actual theory that they had kicked around about writing into it. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was just like a fan theory of like, what if possible? I just imagine all those writers sitting in the room.
How do we know Thanos has a butthole? We don't even know that.
True. We've never seen
it. We don't. He's from somewhere
else.
Thanos
or Thanos? How they
Thanos.
There are a few theories floating around the internet, but by far the most popular one is this Ant-Man who has the power to get really small whenever he wants will jump into Thanos' butthole and expand back to normal size, destroying the supervillain.
That's
you guys would have liked it then.
We've only got a minute and a half left to cover, so we're almost done.
Garrett, did you say your favorite superhero?
Mine's Batman. It's always been Batman, just like you said on the air, too. It's the most realistic, close to could ever be come, except for the money part, but...
I only like the 1960s Batman.
Pow.
Adam West.
Pow.
Wait, we've got to do our cameras like this.
Nate, you do have superhero hair today, though.
I know. Check that out. Just blowing in the breeze.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's a great note to end on.
Are we done?
Yes, did we bore you, Frog, today?
I've been done since minute one.
And Scary, we bored them.
Let's talk about EDM to Scary.
Completely bored.
Oh, God.
By the way, we needed Elvis badly.
Wow, we thought we did a good job, Scary.
Wait, same guy who made fun of Elvis not being here.
Hold on a second. Just because you didn't like what we talked about, you say we needed something else.
We needed Elvis to move us along.
That's not cool, Scary.
We need Elvis to move us along. I'm like sitting here yawning.
Whatever,
Scary. Why don't you edit
That's how I feel
again,
every
like
time you tell
Monday.
A story, Scary. Every time. That's how I feel.
Every time, Gandhi, I'm with you.
Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand.
Okay. Everybody say
you
bye.
You guys didn't talk about what I like, so you suck.
Bye.
Basically what he said, Brody.
We say goodbye.
Bye.
Whatever, bye.
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 Jerk.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.